Hi, Emily. Thank you for being here today. We've been talking about hearing from God. And the first thing that we need to do is to be sure that we want to hear that truth. If we want to hear God, we're going to hear him. And then we were talking yesterday about it being an event to hear God. Because he said in Mark 4:13, if you don't understand this, you're not going to understand anything. That as soon as you hear the word, the enemy's going to come and try to take it. And that is an event. He causes all kinds of trouble. And we're calling that a storm. Jesus was saying that. He said, if you don't have the revelation knowledge of this, if you don't have any root in the ground, he's going to come and overtake you. He's going to steal that message easily. And he's going to use distractions, offense, the lust of the flesh, whatever storm he can cause to come on the inside of you. You know, when God gives you a direction, your obedience is what brings his presence, his anointing in your life. And so the enemy is going to try to get you to disobey God. And that's why he causes that storm. So you don't have the power, the anointing, to do his will. He's trying to keep you away from God, steal God, just like Jesus said, as soon as you hear the word, if you don't get this, the enemy is going to come and try to take it. And so because we were talking about the storm that started down, we skipped down to verse 30, where Jesus calmed the storm. Jesus said, let's go to the other side. Then Satan came and tried to steal that word from them. And any direction from God is a word that he's giving you, and a word to prosper you, to protect you, a word that is for your good. I know the plans I have for you, they're for good. So whatever you hear him say to you, whatever the word says to you, the enemy is going to come and try to take that from you with a counterfeit word, with a compromise, so that you're not doing what Jesus said. So anyway, they were in the boat and the storm came. And the disciples, because they didn't have the revelation knowledge of what was going on, started freaking out, and they woke up Jesus and said, don't you care? We're going to die. One translation said, and Jesus stopped the storm. He said, hush. And then the disciples are like, wow, even the wind and the waves obey him. And so they didn't get it. And Jesus had just explained to them, no one lights a lamp only to place it under a basket or under a bed. It's meant to be placed on a lampstand. For there's nothing that's hidden that won't be disclosed, and there's nothing secret that won't be brought into the light. If you understand what I'm saying to you, you need to respond. I love the Passion Translation, because that's exactly what you need to do. If you understand, you're going to respond. If you get it, you're going to tell the wind to stop. You're going to tell that mulberry tree to be plucked up and cast into the sea. You're going to tell the mountain to move. Nothing will be impossible for you, Jesus said. But you have to have the revelation knowledge of that, and that comes from having that open heart. But what if someone on good soil represents those who open their hearts to receive the message? And their lives bear good fruit. Some yield a harvest of 30, 60, even 100-fold. That comes from seeking, wanting to know the truth, wanting to hear God. Many don't want to hear God because it's too hard. It's not simple. It's not living like you used to live. It's changing your life. It's renewing your mind to live his way, which the enemy comes and puts pressure on you. He tries to stop you. He causes a storm, so it seems too hard. And so it takes diligence, seeking. I think of what Jesus said to Peter when he said, who do you say I am? And he said, you are the Son of the living God. And then Jesus said, only my Father in heaven could reveal that to you. So we have to have revealed knowledge. And that comes from wanting it, from seeking from seeking the truth, wanting to know the truth, and then responding to it. He said, be diligent to understand the meaning behind everything you hear. For as you do, more understanding will be given to you. And according to your longing to understand, much more will be added to you. The more you want to know, the more you long for it and seek after it, the more excited you get about the revelation knowledge that he's teaching you, the more you're going to get. For those who listen with open hearts will receive more revelation. But those who don't listen with open hearts will lose what little they think they had. What little you had, if you don't keep seeking, if you're not listening with an open heart, the enemy is going to steal it from you. One translation says, it'll be taken from you. You're not going to even know what happened. You're not going to remember. And I've seen this happen. I've seen people who had understanding, and because they weren't diligent to keep on seeking more revelation, they can't remember. And it's happened to me. You can't remember if you don't keep seeking, if you don't keep knocking, if you don't keep moving forward. So then, verse 26, Jesus told him this parable. God's kingdom is like someone spreading seed on the ground. He goes to bed and gets up day after day, and the seed sprouts and grows tall. And he doesn't know how. All by itself, it sprouts. The soil produces crop. First the green stem, then the head on the stalk, and then the fully developed grain in the head. And then the grain is ripe, and he immediately puts the sickle to the grain because the harvest has come. So as you're seeking, as you're planting those seeds in the ground, as you're throwing them out there and just keep on seeking him, all of a sudden it's going to grow. And all of a sudden you're going to have more and more understanding. More understanding. So verse 30, how can I describe God's kingdom realm? Let me illustrate it with this parable. It's like the mustard seed, the tiniest of all the seeds. Yet when it springs up and grows, it becomes like the largest plant in the garden, with so many large spreading branches that even the birds can rest on it. And so that revelation knowledge, as little as that seed is, it's going to grow. And it's going to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And your revelation, the revelation knowledge really is your faith. You have faith because of what you know. And so when you keep planting that word in your heart, the word of God in your heart, and it grows bigger and bigger and bigger, you're going to have the confidence to take that authority that you have been given to stop the sea, to stop the storm, to calm the sea, to say hush, to do what Jesus did. He said, I'm going to go. And you're going to pick up where I left off. You're going to do what I did in even greater things. And so the tiniest seed, the tiniest, Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can pluck up the mulberry bush and plant it in the seed. See, and nothing will be impossible for you. So if we have that much faith, that much revelation knowledge, and we do that, Jesus said, you're going to do even greater things than I do. Can you imagine how much greater the things are that we're going to do than Jesus did? We haven't gotten to that place. But as we keep planting that seed, it's going to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And we're going to have more and more faith. And we're going to speak to the mountains. We're going to do what Jesus did. We're going to have that confidence that he had to do what he did. If the doctor tells you you have cancer, and what comes up on the inside of you is, no, I don't. By his stripes, I was healed. Jesus took those stripes for my healing. You have the revelation knowledge. You have faith to overcome that cancer because you planted those seeds in your heart. And they grew up. Jesus said, nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing. And so we got to get to that place. We got to get that revelation knowledge So we have the faith to do what Jesus did. So we have the faith to walk boldly, confidently in his word, doing what he did and even greater things. So we're hearing God. We're hearing him. You wonder how to hear God? You hear him and you do what he said, and don't let Satan cause a storm to take that away from you.